From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For the next 4 minutes or so, we'll be looking at a few things that Florida has become internationally known for. They include theme parks, rocket launches, hurricanes, unfortunately, and believe it or not, horror movie production. First up, SeaWorld executives say their theme parks in San Diego and Orlando are losing business. Yesterday, company officials reported second quarter net loss of $175 million. Chief Executive Joel Manby says SeaWorld Orlando faces pressure from rival attractions at Disney and Universal.
We believe the decline results partly from lower national media spending this year compared to 2016, combined with substantially increased competitive pressures in Orlando from major new attractions like Pandora and the Volcano Bay Water Park.
Manby says SeaWorld has been waging a PR campaign since the release of the 2013 documentary Blackfish, which criticized SeaWorld's treatment of captive killer whales. Manby says SeaWorld is investing more in advertising and will continue to invest in new rides and festivals and find ways to cut costs. A Central Florida rocket company received $500,000 from the Department of Defense to develop and test a new rocket engine. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, space reporter Brendan Byrne has details.
The DOD's experimental research arm, DARPA, is interested in a rocket engine in development from private space company Rocket Crafters. The Titusville-based company is working on a so-called hybrid rocket engine that uses both solid and liquid fuel, and parts of the engine are fabricated using 3D printers. Rocket Crafters CEO and former NASA astronaut Sid Gutierrez says the engine is safer and more reliable than traditional engines. He says that dependability also lowers the cost of the rocket, something that caught DARPA's eye.
So DARPA is very interested in our engine because it offers them the opportunity to do some things at a much lower cost.
The $500,000 contract will pay for the development of the 8-foot-long engine as well as a test stand to measure its power. Gutierrez says the initial test will happen in Cocoa later this year. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Hurricane forecasters are changing their earlier predictions. The folks from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated their hurricane season forecast. They now predict 14 to 19 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes. 2 to 5 hurricanes are expected to be major with sustained winds of at least 111 miles per hour. And just a few minutes ago, Tropical Storm Franklin became Hurricane Franklin in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, the first hurricane of this Atlantic hurricane season. It's due to make landfall in Mexico tonight. Hurricanes notwithstanding, the Florida landscape is full of sun, fun, sand, and surf, and hardly the place of Edgar Allan Poe-ish gothic horror, right? Well, don't you believe it.
And the rest of us left behind to fight off demons and cannibals, among other horrific beasts.
Tony?
That's a scene from the short film Buzzcut, about a young woman who runs headlong into the zombie apocalypse while trying to find an open salon to fix her bad haircut. The movie was set and filmed in Key West, and it's one of several being featured during this year's Popcorn Frights Film Festival in Miami. The festival is now in its third year, and this edition has something new. It's a series titled Homegrown, 100% pure fresh-squeeze Florida horror. It's dedicated to premiering work by Florida-based talent. Filmmakers like Buzzcut directors Jonathan Rhodes of Pompano Beach and Mike Marrero of Key West. Rhodes says it's easy to find inspiration from the rather eclectic personalities one often meets in Florida.
I mean, I think there's just a lot of weird people in Florida capable of scary things. There's a lot of colorful characters in Key West where we wrote it and filmed it.
Marrero says the zombie makeup and gory special effects during the shoot of Buzzcut stopped at least one guided tour of Key West dead in its tracks.
Our lead actor just running around, completely covered in blood, yelling. We're like way away filming, so nobody knows what's going on. And I think we might have ruined a tour or two.
The Popcorn Frights Festival will screen 45 horror movies from 9 countries. It runs in Miami from Friday, August 11th to Thursday, August 17th. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.